Hello, Coolabah. Kim speaking. Yes, how are you? Good. Wednesday, 23rd of July, what time? Okay, so the appointment's at 8:30. So, do you want, I mean, the staff can be there at, it's just peak time for showers and stuff. Okay. Yeah, so is 8:15 okay? Or because I mean, it's not, is it local that you're going, Mandurah? Yep. Okay, so I can have a look and see if I can get 8 o'clock or close to that as possible, all right? I'll confirm it by email. Yep. Yep. Okay, so in that, I can extend the visit that they have that she has because she has a daily visit. It'll be a late, like it's between nine, usually 9:30 to 10:30 her morning visit. I can actually put in the task. Prepare breakfast and sit with her. So as long as we've got the food in the fridge, we can definitely sit there for that. What are they doing about lunch and dinner? Because John doesn't let the girls help heat the meal. He does order light and easy. Yep, we can't, yeah. We can't be there for that. Yeah, and she can't fit anything else in. Yep. So I have previously offered to John also a like a meal service. When the girls go there at night, they always offer to heat the meal as well, but he's not keen. It's usually light and easy. Yeah, get Matt to speak to them about it. I mean, the service at the moment, he's requested between 4 and 5. Sometimes it's later than that, but I can put that visit in later. There's no problem with that. I can increase the service time. So it's 45 minutes now and I can make it an hour. Like if she's having her shower, that's 30 minutes. So there's a bit of spare time there. Which is what most oldies love. That's what most oldies love as well, because it's easy to eat. Well, it affects everything, her mobility, everything. So the morning visit I can increase to another 15 minutes. It's not a problem at all. The other thing is that we've just got to get John on board. He can be a little bit challenging with that sort of thing. And the evening service, like I can put that service in later. What time are you guys thinking? Yep. All right. Is John gonna be on board with buying the right stuff? Yep. Because he won't let anyone go shopping with him. He won't let anyone go shopping with him from us. That's his time. He doesn't want us shopping with him. He just wants to be dropped off and collected later. It will be one of the reasons, but I think it's also because he's got some alone time is the other reason. I mean, and so if Light and Easy isn't satisfactory, like he's not enjoying the Light and Easy, there are other companies that we can use. I think he might have tried a couple of them, but there are, and sorry. Oh, they just get repetitive. They get really repetitive. So I think he's tried the Good Meal Company or Home Chef, one of the two. But he can get a mix of all of those, which I have told him before. You can order one once from that company, then the next time. So you get a bit of variety. But at the end of the day, they're all much of a much. They're all frozen. No, that's right. But like I said, John at the moment is refusing the girls to help in the evening as far as all of that goes. We've only just got him on board with them assisting with the laundry at times. But that's fine. Like I said, if you get back to me, I'll put in the morning services. That's not a problem at all. The evening service, I'll wait to hear from you. I think I'll give John a call. All right, I'll have a chat to him. No. Yeah, absolutely. And if she likes yoga and things like that, that's easy. That's not difficult to organise. About the evening. For reheating. But even a hot chook with a side salad. Yep. But like I said, you can get, like if John bought a hot chook and a bag of salad, like coleslaw, we can easy, like it's not hard to put together. They're just. Oh, absolutely they can. That's not a problem at all. Yep, that's not a problem at all. We need to know what time you guys are hoping for the evening service so that I can see what I've got available to work with. The breakfast. Yeah, we've got multiple clients. They're already being seen in the evening, but they're being seen slightly earlier at John's request between 4 and 5:30 for her to be changed. At the moment, she does. Yeah, she's still got extra funds there, so we'll just keep using them. But she is probably going over her budget now anyway. But because she's got surplus funds, we're using them to keep her comfortable and at home. As soon as her name, yeah, well, the sooner their names are on the list, the sooner, you can make better plans. All right, I'll wait to hear from you, Marsha, regarding the evening service. I'll give John a quick call, but the shopping list might be something. But if you guys are doing the shopping for the breakfast stuff, and putting that in the fridge, I'll just let John know that the girls will be just assisting with breakfast as well, so that it's not really a discussion. It's just something that needs to happen. No. You can also buy those tiny, those small fruit little jar containers as well. Yeah, the ones that you get in the hospital sort of things. You can buy them as a small pack. That's, you can get that from the supermarket. I'll wait to hear from you. I'll wait to hear from you about the evening service, and I'll speak to John later today about the breakfast, and just say, oh, we're just extending the time, John, to include some breakfast time for Maureen. He won't admit it though. No. Like the girls have to push to do extra tasks in there. So, and he won't use his walker. No, he's non-compliant. Wait till he has a really bad fall and the whole life changes. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly. And the rehab's hard work for them. Like, it's really hard work. Yeah, I would put both their names down, definitely. Not without enduring. You need to have, he's still being able to make his own decisions. So I'm pretty sure his enduring power of attorney or guardianship probably only comes into play when he's not able to make decisions. Just the thing is, just because his name's on the list doesn't mean he has to take the first bed that comes. Some people are on, some people are on the waiting list for a while because it's not their time. They're not ready. If John wasn't home, she would be in care now. The girls love, honestly, they're one of the most adored couples at Coolabah. Everyone loves going there. There's never any issues. They're just beautiful people. But oh, that's good. They're friendly. That nurturing. Well, with Maureen, with her memory, she doesn't know what she needs, so they do it in a nice way. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. Oh, lovely. Thanks. We don't really get much feedback, so feedback's always welcome. No, that's good. That's okay. Oh, that's lovely. Thanks, Marsha. Much appreciated. But yeah, I'll get the breast white visit covered, and I'll just add the time in for the breakfast, and I'll just let John know, so they can I can start that hopefully by Friday. So all right. Okay, and I'll wait to hear about the evening service and the time of the evening service, right? What I'll do is I'll get the night girl tonight to have a little bit of a look-see, see what is actually there, because and then we can go from there. And if there's stuff there, then like I said, we'll get the visit in at ASAP. Anyway, so but yeah, all good. I'll be in touch. Okay, no worries. Take care. Okay, bye.